knew because John announced it to her in utero by leaping when she heard Mary's voice. Was she not allowed to tell him? We don't know. Regardless, John had known even before he knew. What is clear is that when the revelation came, it was an overwhelming experience for John. That day, when Jesus approached him at the Jordan near Bethany, John couldn't contain the shout, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John 1:29. With awe and trembling hands, he had baptized his Lord, and then saw the Spirit descend and remain on him. That day had also marked the beginning of the end of his ministry. From that point, he had joyfully directed people away from himself to follow Jesus, and they had. Now he sat in Antipas's filthy prison. He had expected this. Prophets who rebuke sinful kings usually do not fare well. Unfortunately, he had not been an exception. Herodias wanted him dead. He was not optimistic that she would be denied her wish. What he hadn't expected was to be tormented by such oppressive doubts and fears. Since the Jordan, John had not doubted that Jesus was the Christ. But stuck alone in this putrid cell, he was assaulted by horrible, accusing thoughts. What if he had been wrong? There had been many false prophets in Israel. What made him so sure that he wasn't one? What if he had led thousands astray? There had also been many false messiahs. What if Jesus was another? So far, Jesus' ministry wasn't exactly what John had always imagined the messiahs would look like. Could this imprisonment be God's judgment? It felt as if God had left him and the devil himself had taken his place. He tried to recall all the prophecies and signs that had seemed...